Listen to this news. Post-Brexit trade. UK's Rishi Sunak to seek concessions from Biden during US visit. UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, is preparing to advocate for a more equitable trade relationship during his impending US visit. His objective is to navigate the complexities of the post-Brexit landscape, fostering mutual benefits between the two nations. Sunak's move to explore potential concessions follows the unsuccessful attempt to broker a comprehensive free trade deal with the US. A central point of Sunak's negotiation with Biden is the US's Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, a measure attracting criticism from UK officials as overly protectionist. The IRA allocates a staggering £279 billion to propel green technologies in the US, aiming to enhance economic competitiveness, fuel innovation, and stimulate industrial productivity within the country. Voices of concern from the UK, including Trade Secretary Kemi Badenoch, accused the IRA of prioritizing the US economy at their allies' expense. During his flight to Washington, D.C., Sunak underlined the UK's commanding presence in the green technology sector, cautioning against the dangers of subsidy races. He underscored the UK's proven commitment to reducing carbon emissions and generating jobs within the green industry. "We've made significant strides in job creation and carbon reduction, faster than any other country," Sunak pointed out. "When it comes to offshore wind energy, we're not just leaders, but we also house the second, third, and fourth largest wind farms globally." Speculation abounds regarding the potential yield of Sunak's diplomatic mission, with some suggesting Britain might negotiate a deal akin to the one Biden pledged to Japan earlier this year. Such an agreement could extend clean vehicle tax credits to key minerals extracted or processed in Britain, providing a considerable boost to the UK's burgeoning electric vehicle supply chain. Beyond economic considerations, Sunak is poised to underscore the enduring military alliance between the US and the UK, their joint efforts in Ukraine, and the UK's agile regulatory approach to artificial intelligence. "Traditionally, the UK and US have joined forces to safeguard our people and preserve our way of life. As our challenges shift, so must our alliance, ensuring our economy's security," declared Sunak. Other British officials, like John Redwood MP, concur on the necessity of standing firm on matters involving Northern Ireland and the Union, regardless of Biden's perceived EU alignment. As Sunak readies for his fourth meeting with Biden at the White House in as many months, he is scheduled to stay at Blair House, the official presidential guesthouse, and partake in the upcoming baseball match between the Washington Nationals and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Although rumors circulated that the Chancellor might throw the game's first pitch, he clarified during his flight that a UK veteran would be bestowed this honor. "Given the game's context and spirit, I believe this choice to be most fitting," Sunak said, jovially admitting that he favors cricket over baseball. Trade tech. Tech's impact on trade, efficiency or threat.